For too long, the human race has ignored the signs. Your planet is nearing destruction. Salvation is reserved for those who pass the test. If you survive, an elevated existence awaits. Initiate phase one. Power up the base cannon.
Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. The Mac City Limits, baby. Okay, let's see here. Be my second time trying to do a show. Ain't really been feeling like doing one. But I just got done watching The Walking Dead. So that's going to make me, I'm going to have to get on here and express some things. Because it's quite obvious. Wow, the propaganda is deep on The Walking Dead, man. I hear niggas whining and bitching about, you know, it's not enough black folks on the show. It's only two or three niggas at a time. And man, there's plenty of black faces on that goddamn show. Wish you niggas would shut the fuck up, man, about that shit, man. Man, this shit is peppered with niggas, man. You feel me? Y'all argument is just bullshit. The argument about not enough black faces is bullshit. What the argument should be is that damn near every black man, okay, I'm not going to say black woman because, of course, the black women on that show are representing strong black women. But good Lord, man, the black men on that show are just like retards, rejects, cowards. It's like, wow, seriously, man. And it's just kind of getting on my nerves, man. First, we had T-Dog, who's a glorified fucking water boy. Just a nigga. He just running around fetching water and fetching firewood and shit. I just got done watching, I'm on Netflix. So, I wanted to go back and watch all the old episodes, man. You know, and I see T-Dog. I'm watching, like, maybe it's the fourth episode, man. And everybody's on the highway. This is the episode where they lose Carol's daughter. And there's, like, a pack of zombies coming up the highway. And, of course, you can count on the nigga to do some dumb shit. T-Dog inadvertently cuts his forearm open. Big-ass gash. Big ass gash, you know, so he's like bleeding all over the place, man. He's all frantic, and the camera gets a good look at his goddamn face. You know, they always get the nigga with the horrified face, man. Just horrified. Oh, you know, it's like, really, man? And of course, the redneck man, Daryl, has to save his ass. He comes up and he kills the walkers that's surrounding T-Dog and shit, man. Yo, niggas is just incompetent. And before that, I forgot to even say that when T-Dog I mean, what's the odds of this shit happening? T-Dog drops the handcuff key down the drainage pipe when Merle was handcuffed on the goddamn roof. How fucking incompetent is this nigga, man? What's the odds of you losing the handcuff key and dropping it down the drainage pipe? Therefore, just fucking up the gang, man. Now everybody has got to leave Merle on top of the roof. Granted, of course, Merle did that fuck shit and was acting totally irrational and shit, but that's why they had to handcuff his ass to the roof. But of course, since now they don't have the handcuff key to bring his ass back to the camp, everybody go back to the camp. Daryl pissed off his brother right there. So now everybody got to go back and get Merle. You know what I mean? Which, of course, would not have happened if this black man did not drop the shit. There you go, cursing. Did not drop the handcuff key down the drainage pipe. You know, the show is just full of Negroes just doing stupid, incompetent shit to repeatedly put the group in danger. You know what I mean? Repeatedly. I mean, of course, you know, we got the Tyrese nigga, man. Tyrese, you know, he had promise for a while, but then, you know, he gets this moral compass, man, where he just can't really... He can't deal with what's going on. He can't deal with the real world. So he repeatedly lets people go that could come back and bite him in the ass. You know what I mean? Yeah, he does some pretty high-powered shit, you know, going at packs of zombies with his hammer and stuff, but he's mentally unstable. And he don't really come through in the clutch, man. You know what I'm saying? When he's really needed, when it really counts... So to speak, man, he ain't all the way there. You know what I mean? He's mentally weak. You know, when you juxtapose him with, you know, the white characters, you know, especially with Carol, who is now just an ultimate badass. She knows what needs to be done and she does it. And that's it. You know, but Tyrese is wringing his hands and he's, you know, the world don't need to be this way. You know, they always got the slave talk, the slave look, you know, the scared look. You know what I'm saying? And of course, Tyrese goes out like a chump getting bit by Noah's punk-ass zombie brother. I mean, like, this is some weak shit, man. You know what I mean? Really? Some weak-ass shit. And then, of course, there was Noah. You know, the Everybody Hates Chris nigga. This nigga limping around and he crying every 5 goddamn seconds and falling on the ground. just weakness, man. These niggas is weak. Weak. Once again, juxtapose these niggas, man. Stop cursing. Juxtapose these black men with, you know, like the rest of the cast. Like I said, the Sasha chick, the black chick, and the Michonne, of course. Now, Sasha, she, you know, she got some shit going on, but she keeping it together. You know, she can actually be called upon to do some shit and make things pop. You feel me? You know what I mean? But, you know, these brothers, man, they just falling apart left and right, man. You know, Noah's a weak-ass nigga. Tyrese, at the end, he became a weak-ass nigga. You know, who else? Okay, the Father Gabriel cat. Oh, man, I don't have words for Father Gabriel. Father Gabriel's a motherfucking... You know what? Father Gabriel, he got the most potential out of all of them, for real. You know, because the last episode I seen... when everybody, Rick's group went to go take on, who was that dude, man? Negan's group, right? Finally, we seen some brass balls on Gabriel. I mean, seriously, how badass is this, man? Gabriel comes up on a cat with his AK and his, you know, his pastor suit. And he read your ass off of scripture before he plug your ass, man. Now, see, that's... How gangster is that? And he's reading script. I mean, some Pulp Fiction shit. How gangster is that? In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Verily, I go away to prepare a place for you. Then he plug homeboy, man. That's, you know... Gabriel got some potential now, you know? I mean, before, of course, he was weak and cowardly and... He was snitching on the group and betraying the group. You know, just like betrayal. All, you know, these niggas is betraying and crying and weak and always horrified. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he. Let's just hope that he don't. I don't know, man. I'm just disgusted at these goddamn characters, man. And of course, we got Morgan. Morgan's fucked up in it. Stop cursing. Morgan's messed up in the head. Morgan is just, you know, he's just manifesting extremes, man. He can't moderate himself. Either he's too hot or he's too cold. He's dumb enough to be, I have to kill everything. Everything must die. I have to kill everything. Everything must die. You know, that was his previous mindset. Now his mindset is, you know, since he was civilized by the white man, the Aikido dude. That reminds me, Cortez. I'm going to get back to you with this Aikido. All right. But, yeah. The white man who civilized him with the Aikido. Now Morgan says, we should never kill. Killing is never right. We don't have to kill. Brother, it is the zombie apocalypse, man. You cannot live your life living in absolutes in a zombie apocalypse. You have to allow yourself the movement, the freedom to make command decisions, man. Real choices, man. You know what I mean? So what we have is Morgan putting the group in danger, trying to civilize the wolf, right? The wolf character. And, he shouldn't have done that because he let the other wolves go. And when the other wolves escaped, they almost killed Rick. You know what I'm saying? So he keeps putting the group in danger. These Negroes do not have the mental capacity to understand exactly what the hell's going on here. I think the psyop is can't trust Negroes. And Negroes, if you let them into your group, if you let them into your cipher, right? They're going to destroy anything that you try and build because they lack sense. That's what it just seems like. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. So now Morgan's an idiot. He's still an idiot. He was an idiot before when he wanted to kill everything. Now, you know, he's within Rick's group and he's jeopardizing the group's safety because he's on this moral kick of we should never kill. You know what I mean? It's like, y'all know me, man. You know, I'm never, ever doing all this whining and bitching pro-black shit, man. Black this and black that. You know, I'm not on that, man. But goddamn, man, this show is just, it's really irking me, nigga. It's really, and then just a while ago, when they were, Rick's group were killing Negan's group in that satellite station. The new brother on there, I don't even know his name. I don't really try and get cozy with these Negroes on this show, man, because just the utter disgust I have for these niggas, man. It's like the brother with the braids who played Dre in Straight Outta Compton. He was going room to room with Glenn, all right? And they were supposed to kill the mercenaries in Negan's group. But basically, of course, they were not zombies. They were human beings. So both of them were having problems doing this, right? And of course, they had to do it up close and personal. They had to kill them like walkers. They had to stab them in the head, right? So Glenn, you know, he's manning up. He's got to do what he's got to do. He goes and he starts, you know, while they're asleep, he stabs them in the temple. Bam. You know, you could tell it's hard for him to do, but he's doing it. Glenn's doing it for the good of the group. Now it's come time for the brother to do it. The brother with the braids. He all shaking and nervous and, you know, Glenn sees that he's having a problem with this. So what does Glenn do? Glenn pulls his slack. Glenn takes the knife. Or I don't know if he took the knife or he used his knife or whatever. But basically, he killed the dude that the brother was supposed to kill because the brother lacked the balls to do it. You feel me? See, this is the shit I'm talking about, man. Every time on this show, when it's time for a brother to show and prove, to prove himself, to show that he's got some stones, it never happens, man. It never damn happens, man. So, did I talk about Bob? Bob, the nigga that got his... Stop cursing. the brother that got his leg chopped off and ate by the, what's the dudes? The termites. Yeah. Now, this dude, I mean, come on, man. You know, he like an alcoholic, man. He putting everybody in jeopardy when they going out on scouting missions because only thing he concerned about finding is some wild Irish rose. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's done numerous things on the show. That's just like, man, you are jeopardizing the good of the group. You know what I mean? So it says like Noah, he was a pansy. Tyrese, you know, he lost his mind at the end. And I've heard numerous people talk about how he was on babysitting detail. You know what I mean? Like on some Uncle Ben shit. Yeah, that was some amazing imagery. And then I've even heard how Tyrese also, he is, what was it? The imagery that he was given with the hammer. I think that was John Henry. John Henry's the one with the black man with the hammer, right? I believe that's what that was. But man, let me see. Tyrese fucked up. Stop cursing. Who else? Yeah, Bob screwed up. Gabriel screwed up. Noah screwed up. T-Dog screwed up. Gabriel. Man, the argument should not be. We don't have enough black faces. Got plenty of black faces. Problem is the black faces that you see on that show ain't worth a shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want to see one heroic black male. I mean, through and through. Through and through heroic black male. Because I'm willing to bet, man, some Morgan's going to do something monumentally stupid. I bet you. Man, we have not seen the end of the stupidity that Morgan is about to dish out to jeopardize the group. It's going to happen. You know? Yep. The white women, the white men, and the sisters on the show all get their time to shine. The worst, good Lord, man, the worst showing out of all of them is all these black men. Black men don't get, woo. Well, anyway, that leads me to my next joint, man. Talk about an email I got from my boy Cortez again. Cortez, brother, listen to me. I'm trying to save you from getting your ass whooped in these streets, man, okay? Listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you, man. Y'all, look. For y'all that's been checking out the show, y'all know that me and my boy Cortez, man, we was talking about martial arts, and he wanted to know my opinion on Aikido, and I told him, man, Aikido will get your ass whooped out here in these streets, man. You know, I said it's good to just practice a good mixed martial arts style.
The new movie sensation that's stunning the world, the martial arts masterpiece. Sights and sounds like never before. Cheer the young warrior who alone takes on the evil warlords of martial arts. See one incredible onslaught after the other. Come prepared for the thrill of a lifetime.
I want you to pay a visit to the Xianghu School of Defense.
Who do you want us to kill?
Just you concentrate on the leaders. The others won't give us any trouble.
See acts of incredible savagery. Incredibly deadly, unbelievably vicious. See the astonishing ritual of the fires. Pale before the forbidden ritual of the steel palm. See my mighty warriors attack each other with the most deadly weapons ever developed, their bare hands. Challenge champions in a deadly sport that turned brave men into killers.
Say a good mixed martial arts style, I basically mean take a little bit of this, take a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, incorporate it into your own fighting style and be happy. You know, all three levels of combat, you know, the punch, the kicks, the ground fighting, the grappling, all of that. That's what you need, man. Don't be no one trick pony, man. But my boy Cortez, he hits me back saying, all due respect, man, but you know, my instructor says that you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, my God. Well, first of all, what I would like for you to do, I'd like for you to ask your instructor how many real fights he's been in. And has he incorporated that Aikido into those real fights? Okay? That's what I mean, Aikido, like I told you, Aikido works on drunks and idiots. You know what I'm saying? And let me give you a little background on Aikido. Of course, the founder, is it Yoshiba? Oh, sensei, that's what I need Tony for. Tony has that good recall. He knows the founder of Aikido. But the founder of Aikido basically founded that art on the premise of peace, love, and harmony. All right? Of course, it could be ramped up and it could be deadly. But the original concept of it was, you know, to be gentle and not hurt anyone. All right? And my... the prison that I used to work for, man, that was the art that they used. That's what they trained us in, was Aikido moves. Now, why do you think they did that? Why do you think they said, okay, we're not going to train you in Krav Maga. We're not going to train you in Muay Thai. We're not going to train you in Taekwondo. You know, things that have been known to be just brutal. You know what I mean? Breaking shit, right? Why not? Why did they pick the gentle way? Right? Why did they pick? Because, man, when it comes to getting sued and liabilities and all this kind of stuff, that looks good on paper. Aikido looks good on paper because of who founded it, why it was founded, and just the overall technique is it's just good on paper, man, because it shows that you are not trying to really hurt the assailant. All right? Right. So now you're telling me that your instructor, I mean, bro, come on, man. I mean, are you actually going to a school where they're doing that ballet shit, man? Because that's basically what it is when you see these cats doing the katas and doing the movements and, you know, and the opponent or the uki, he's going with the flow and all that, man. You know, there are no Aikido tournaments, man, so you can never really see if the shit really works in real time. You know what I mean? Like other so-called combat sports, like your boxings and your wrestlings and your Muay Thais and your kickboxing and your Sambo. I mean, come on, man. You gotta do it real time, bruh. I don't know why y'all can't understand this shit. You gotta do the art real time. And we understand the concept that the highest martial art is not fighting. All right? We want to get to the point where we never have to punch, we never have to kick, we never have to apply a choke or anything. That is preferred. You know what I mean? When it comes to actually getting into the mix with someone, we want to be able to defuse it and not fight. But how many fights has your instructor really been in, man? All right, I'm trying to tell you, as a man who has been readily involved in combat sports, right? And in prison and in war, I got a pretty good bead on what works, all right? And that pine sky ballet dance, go with the flow of keto, it don't work. What will work is if you supplement some other things into it and incorporate it, fill the holes, right? With some punches, some kicks, some hand deflections. You know what I mean? Shit. And some ground fighting, because, of course, Aikido is not big on ground fighting at all. So learn how to take people down. Learn how to defend a takedown. All right? Now, the Aikido martial art instructors that I have worked with, they've all told me that they have elected to supplement the holes that's in Aikido with something called Sistema. Sistema is basically kind of like the same thing as Aikido, really, but it's much more brutal. All the pie in the sky, the wasted movements, that shit has been expunged, it's taken out. You know what I mean? I believe that the Russian special forces train in Sistema, the Spetsnaz. So, I mean, even Aikido black belts who actually train this real time, train it for real, who are like bodyguards and who have security firms, you know what I mean? They recognize the fact that Aikido is, it's got too many holes in it, man. Your instructor is going to get your noggin pinged out here in the streets, man. I'm trying to tell you, all right? If he hasn't tested it in a real world scenario, right? I mean, I'd be real leery. I'd be real wary of that, man. I mean, what is he selling you, right? He wants you to pay him a certain amount of money a month for him to teach you to get your ass whooped, man. All right? You heard it here first. You try and do that on the streets, man, you going, man, I've seen it, bruh. I've seen so-called Aikido aficionados. In the, you know, working in the prison for 10 years, you know, you meet all kinds of people who claim they know this and claim they know that. I met dudes that, you know, I'm a black belt in judo, I'm black belt jujitsu, black belt in Aikido. You meet all kinds of retards coming up in there talking about what kind of belt they got and how they not fearing none of the convicts because they're a black belt or something. And man, and some of the most vicious ass whoopings I have ever seen come from dudes, right, who swear that they was Aikido black belts. They got their teeth knocked out, man. Please, I implore you. You know, you listen to the show, and you know, man, I'm not the type of cat, man, that just, you know, I keeps it 100, man. I keeps 100 about me. I keeps it 100 about everything I do and everything I know, man. And like I say, I'm no chick magnet, man. You know, my sex in the sack is whack with these hoes, man. But one thing I do know, nigga, is martial arts and combat, man. You fuck around, you go out there in these streets with that old chop sake shit, man. You gonna get your ass. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's gonna be a sad day. You try that shit, man, against just an average street fighter with a good 1-2 combination punch, man. Wow, bro. So, hey, check this out. We're going to take me a little break, man. My voice sound kind of weird, man. I'm still trying to get over this cold, man. My grandbabies gave me this cold. I was messing around with my grandkids. And also, I had a situation where I was on some simp shit and I helped some bitches. Stop cursing. I helped some young ladies change their flat tire. I'll get back to that in a little bit.
Fat Almighty Triple XL coming to live direct from MagnaCity.com.
I really gotta have you.
Okay, we back, man. We back. Yeah, man. Like I told y'all before I left, man. Yeah, I did some simp shit, man. Stop cursing. Y'all, I'm really going to try and stop. I'm going to work on this cursing. I have to stop this, man. You know. But, man, actually, this is like 3 weeks ago, man. I helped these. Y'all know I can't say no to Red Bones. I love Red Bones, man. It's a fine Red Bones, man. They was driving. I was, you know, walking to the store trying to get my little exercise on. And I went to the store, came out the store, and lo and behold, I seen some damsels in distress. I tried to ignore them, you know, because they was fine. I was like, oh, Lord, look at these young, just beautiful, just perky Red Bone. You know, but of course they had, you know, Cyber Pimp Kryptonite. They had like three, four kids. I'm like, ooh, dodge that shit. So I tried to walk and tried to get away from them as quick as I could. But no, they see my old ass coming out the store, man. It was like, excuse me, sir. Do you know how to change a tire? Man, I'm just stuck. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know me, man. You know, I'm a good dude, man. Goodness is never rewarded, man. Just being a good person is never rewarded. So I try not to be good, you know what I mean? But it's just my nature just to be good, you know? And I'm not trying to be good because I'm trying to bone them. I'm not, you know, I just see them stranded with kids, right? So I simped out, nigga. I'm like, okay, I'll help, right? So, boy, actually it was two cars. It was like one car that was broke down, and there was another car that was fully functional. And my first inclination was like, look, you know, call that Negro that you screw every night. You know what I'm saying? Don't bother me. But, you know, I went ahead and I helped. And, of course, it was not easy because the jack that the female had was janky. It didn't have all the parts to it, so I had to ask another individual, another person, another male who was actually parked at the store to use his jack. Then when I started to use that jack, of course, the nuts on the car or on the tire were like rusted, damn it, rusted shut, man. And so it was like, so I had to use my old man strength and bust the thing. Man, it was just horrible, man. But by the time I was done, man, I was drenched in sweat, and it was cold outside, man. And I just had my grandbabies over, and you know, kids are germ factories. So, man, I've been fighting this like little cold for. It's weird, man. You know, it's like I haven't had like a fever or anything, man. Just congestion, just mucus and phlegm all up in me, bro. It's like it won't go away. So yeah, man. Like I said, you know. Females, they'll use your ass up, man. Please help us, mister. Please help us. We're helpless. We're red bones and we got perky breasts. Man, boy. They evil. Women are evil. Also, I got another email. Shoot, my boy Chris from Cali hit me up, man. What's up, Chris, man? Chris, he was talking about the last show we did. And he reflects on me saying that I have a gut instinct, a gut feeling of when I have a female that's like too hot for me and she's like being overly aggressive and she really want to get with me. And he says, can you give us some examples of situations where females actually came at you like that and later on you found out something was wrong, you know? And basically he's saying, don't tell us that they was trying to rob you or anything like that. We've heard stories like that before. Is there any other situations that happened? Because I can't think of any other situation that a female would do that unless she wanted to rob you. And yeah, man, I have several other stories. Yes, I do. You know I do. Okay. One story, this happened back in like 2001. Shoot. I was in Springfield, Ohio. I was visiting some of my relatives, and I was visiting, and I was going to a club. When they say a club, it's one of them, you ever have like an after-hours juke joint, man? And there was once again, my weakness, man, it was a fine-ass Red Bone, man. Whew, Lord, I love Red Bones, man. She was bad. You know what I mean? She was about maybe 5'3", and she, man, boy, she's, bruh, not fat, but, you know, seriously thick, man. And, you know, she had her own hair. That's a plus, man. And, like, green eyes. Shoot, man. You know, and I kind of put you to mind in Nish, but colder than Nish. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love Nish, right? So, but the bitch was bad, man. And she was, like, just hanging around me all night. Hey, babe. Hey, boo. Hey, you know, what you doing? You know, just really attentive, man. Just really, trying to get to know me, asking questions. And, you know, it was just weirding me out, man. I'm like, why is this badass chick, man, like, following me everywhere and trying to, you know, really get to know me, man? You know, back in 2001, man, I was in better shape, too. You know what I mean? So I was a little bit more svelte, a little bit more sexy. So it just so happened, man, where I got her number and I went back to my cousin's crib, man. And, you know, he was in and out of the spot. You know, he had, I don't even want to say what he was doing. He was doing some other things. He was handling some business. All right. But he was in and out of the spot. And he told me, he was like, hey, man, you know, I seen you, man, rapping to such and such, man. He was like, he said, you better watch that. I'm like, better watch what? He was like, yeah, man, watch that, man. I heard a little something about old girl, man. All my partners is telling me the homegirl got herpes. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, man, shit, man. That's the word going around. She got that herp, nigga. And I'm like, okay. I guess what it was, since I was out of town and bruh, she was crusading, you know, to get some sex. She was crusading to get some sex, man. And of course, she couldn't really get it from the local boys because there, you know, the word was out that she was burning like that, right? So I guess she was just like, well, shoot, you know, this dude, he a stranger. He don't know me. He don't know the spot. He don't know the place. He don't know the city. Shoot, let me see if I can get some from him. You know what I mean? And I had this chick number, man, and everything. I didn't even want to chance it, man. I didn't call her. Because to me, like I said, I just had that bad vibe, man. It's like, something's not right. I don't ever had cold bitches like this, man, hollering at me like this. Not this hard, right? Shoot. You know, come to find out, being up there, being in Springfield, you know, months later and stuff, you know, it was pretty much confirmed. Everybody was like, yeah, man, you know, that's all I needed to know, man. I didn't even want to chance it. Like I said, I wanted to pick up the phone and call. I wanted to chance it, man, but I'm like, man, there's too many other females I can, you know, mess around with that I know is clean, man. You know what I mean? I'm good. And we can go even further back, man. We can go back to, it'll be 1989 or 1990, man. When I was down in Hinesville, Georgia. Now, anybody knows anything about, like, the military? Like, I was stationed at, Fort? Good Lord. Oh, Fort Stewart. That's what it was. Fort Stewart, Georgia. And there was a little town outside of Fort Stewart, Georgia, named Hinesville. And anybody who knows anything about military towns is, I mean, once you have military men going out in the world, you know, bringing back like Koreans and Germans. You know what I mean? It's a good melting pot of just exotic blends of women. You know what I mean? Or exotic blends of men, right? You know, because you got the black, the Hispanic, the Puerto Rican, the, like I said, the Vietnamese, the Korean, shoot, the German. You got just a melting pot of just some really exotic looking people on base sometime, right? So I go out to a club, and I think I've told this story before, but it's kind of like, I'm going to tell this story, but it's coming at a different slant. When I went to a club, and man, boy, that this night I was just the man. You know what I mean? I was that Negro, man. I couldn't do no wrong, man. But I had this fine ass female follow me everywhere that I went. You know what I mean? And was just like introducing herself. Hey, this. Hey, that. Hey, you know, I haven't seen you here before, and you know, because I was new to the spot, and I was just feeling really uncomfortable, really weirded out, man. It's like, this bitch is bad, man. It's like, damn. You know, and all the while I'm walking around the club, I got all kinds of people looking at me like I'm crazy, man. I mean, lightweight snickering at me, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, if you's a Mac City citizen, you probably heard me tell this story before, so you know where it's going, right? So I'm like, hey, what is going on? I just, the spidey senses was tingling, man. Something's not right. You know, but I was still in the moment because I was loving it, man. Because this was a fine-ass bitch, man. Finer than a motherfucker, man. Stop cursing. So, bruh, while I'm sitting there playing my video games, drinking my drink, I mean, this female was bringing me over all sorts of, I mean, was buying me drinks and stuff and just being real attentive. And once again, man, I was just like, well, something's kind of strange, but I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to see what's going on. So I get outside. And since I first, since I'm actually new to Fort Stewart, I don't really have a ride or nothing. So I was just getting back and forth with taxis and stuff, man. So I'm calling me a taxi because I'm about to take this female, or we about to go back to her trailer park and we about to handle some business. You know what I'm saying? But fortunately for me, my boy pulls up, you know, one of my cats who I befriended there in my platoon. He was like, Hey, man, you know, she said, I can't do it no more, man. I can't do it no more, man. I got to holler at you, man. I'm like, man, make it quick, man, because I'm about to handle this business. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, you ain't about to handle no business tonight. I'm like, what do you mean? No, you mistaken. I'm about to handle this, man. I'm about to knock the boots, man. He's like, no, you ain't. No. There will be no boots knocking. Oh, shit. So he finally lets loose. He's like, man, that female is not a female. I'm like, nah, man. He's like, I shit you not, man. That is a man. I'm like, nah, man. Because, man, I'm trying to tell you, boy, like, this individual, this female, he, she, whatever, looked like a combination of, like, maybe Korean and black. You know what I mean? Long, pretty hair, you know, bronze skin, had the body of a black girl, had ass and titties and everything, man. It was just fucked up, man, because the tranny, transsexual, whatever the fuck it, stop cursing, whatever it was crushing 90% of the females in there, man. Serious, no Adam's apple, nothing at all that would even tip you off that this was a dude. Nothing. Let me see here. Shit, this is some old stuff right here, but I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with online stuff. Are y'all familiar with this tranny named Sydney Starr? Okay, that was supposed to have had some sort of sexual dealings with Chingy. This is some old news, man, but people couldn't believe that Sydney Starr dude was a chick. You know what I mean? And this thing that was following me around the daggone club was crushing Sydney Starr. I'm trying to tell you, man. So there's another story, man, where, you know, once again, in my gut, I was like, something's not right. So this is, you know, coming on too hard, coming on too strong. You know, even though this was not a female, you know, to this day, I don't even understand what dude thought was going to happen once we got to his spot. I don't know, was he planning on killing me? Murdering me or something? Because once we would have got to this, this wouldn't be no crying game. once he would have pulled off his... Matter of fact, I don't even know if it had all of his parts, man. It, to me, that whole scenario is just... It's horrifying, man, because I shudder to think what would have happened if I would have got to the spot and he would have pulled out a pecker, man. It would have been a horror movie. I would have lost my goddamn mind. I would have lost it, man. I'll try to kill that nigga, man. But yeah, I was a laughing stock of the whole goddamn platoon the next day. Man, but everybody always say, like, ah, man, that happened all the time with this. I'm like, it happens all the time. So this individual goes around doing this to straight men? And I was like, yeah. I was like, and it was just odd because I was expecting to see this person later on, as far as, you know, even though, like I said, that night, the individual, I guess he felt the jig was up. I don't know, maybe he was somewhere off in the cut and looked at my partner come up. And I guess maybe he knew my partner, and my partner was basically giving me the spiel. But I never seen that individual no more that night. And then I never seen that individual no more ever on the base. It was weird. It's like an X-Files episode. I'm like, man, so other people see this dude? They're like, yeah, man. You know, and then I couldn't, because I was at the base for a whole year, and I never seen him again, man. Weird. So those are two stories, man. You know, I had a female trying take me to bed, and she had herpes. I had another, I had a tranny trying to get me back to his trailer park for God knows what. Don't know what the hell that shit was about while I was in the army, man. So those are two situations. So to all you cats out there, man, you got a female out there. Now, look, now, if you one of them super duper niggas that, you know, females love you, and, you know, this is like par for the course, it's like regular for you, okay, well, this don't apply to you. This apply to lames like me, who is not used to getting females just throwing the draws at you, okay? All right? Or should I say, let me rephrase that. Not used to badass dime piece chicks throwing the draws at you, okay? All right? So, like, if you're not used to that and you got a situation where there's a female's coming on, you know, a little too strong, hey, it might be your lucky day, man. It might be a lucky day. She might really be into you. She might dig you, but be wary. You know, just be on point, man. That's all I'm saying, man. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, man. It's going to take a break. I'll be back.
I have never been in love before, but since you came in my direction, I've had a change of heart. My girl said come a dime a dozen, I fed them the things they love to hear. I never went wanting for a lover, but I never knew what true love was indeed. Girl, I'm in love with you, sure as the sky is blue. Just let me prove to you, yes, girl, my love is true. Girl, I'm in love with you, sure as the sky is blue. Just let me prove to you, yes, girl, my love is true.
I used to be the great pretender. For the very first time, I'm for real.
You got me listening to my heart now.
Almighty Triple XL, we back in the game, man. And this we're gonna close out, man. Matter of fact, I'm gonna hit y'all with just two things, right? Let me see. I'm gonna reiterate that women are evil, right? And me and my boy Tony was talking about this earlier today. And for those who are heavily into the Bible and who are Christian, you can't deny it. You cannot deny that women are evil. And they listen to the whisperings of Shaitan and Iblis. They are evil manifested, my friend. Shun them, for they are the harbingers of death. And we can go ahead and look at Genesis for proof in this. Because, guess what? In Genesis, the Garden of Eden, the good Lord doth saith that the woman, right? She is the conduit to which evil flows. Okay? Yes, I mean, look, it's just real simple, man. Women listen to evil. Like, when the whole thing was going down in the Garden of Eden, man, she had Eve, or you got Eve and you got Adam, okay? Eve, typical broad, man, just don't have no sense, right? Always looking for just something evil to get into, right? So she got this lame over here named Adam. Adam bores her, you know what I'm saying? Adam don't want to do nothing. Adam don't know want to go nowhere. You know, Adam, he just cool riding his lawnmower and, you know, trimming his hedges and cleaning his gutters. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? There's a tree of knowledge over here, right? She's like, ooh, let's eat at this tree. This is exciting. I'd really love to get into this. This is different. This is something that we've never done before. Adam's like, nah. No. Look, let's just keep shit the way it is. We good. You know, we stable. We got a nice foundation. Everything is cool. Let's not mess it up. Because Yahweh said, you know, we shouldn't mess with it. So let's not play with fire, baby. You know what I'm saying? But no, guess what? Enter the thug. Enter Shaitan. Enter Iblis, right? So the thug says, why you listen to that lame ass nigga? That nigga don't know what he's talking about. Go ahead, eat that shit, girl. Eat that shit, girl. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing gonna happen to you. Not gonna happen to you or that nigga. I'm trying to tell you, man, this would be the best thing you ever did. Hey, my word is bond. Go ahead, take a bite. Guess what? She ain't listen to the lame nigga. No, she ain't listen to Adam. She listened to the thug nigga, Lucifer. She listened to the thug nigga, man. Shit. And because of her, guess what? Original sin doth crept in and screwed up all of humanity. Of course, I don't believe that because, of course, I'm not a Christian. Of course, I know the origins of these stories. But yet and still, these stories, they are meant to convey certain truisms. And I think that this story is like, has many levels. It's got a triple meaning, so to speak, man. So, yeah. Eve listened to the serpent. She listens to evil. Eve listened to the thug. She forsook, or she basically clowned the lame nigga, who was Adam, who had her best interest at heart, to try and make things right and to make things better for her and make things stable enough so they could build something. But of course, no, that wasn't good enough for her. She had to fucking play with fire, and she had to listen to Lucifer. Thug niggas, man. Yo, man, okay, yeah, so I'm gonna get off that shit, man, for real, man. So, but before I go, I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all listen to, I found a soundbite of my neighbors wilding the hell out, man, you know what I'm saying? And I think y'all need to hear this because, of course, you know, and I got real cool with these cats, man, but I gotta play it, you know what I mean? So, because I just gotta illustrate what goes on here. On a daily basis. It's crazy, man. This stuff is crazy. You gotta hear this soundbite. I lost it. I don't know what the hell I did with it. I know what I did with it. I put it into, inadvertently put it into my recycle bin. But I have since recovered it. And, you are gonna enjoy this, man. You know, we bugging out. It's bugging out too, man. For real. We are bugging out on this joint. So this is the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct. Before I roll, I'm gonna spend a special shout out to my big homie Akbar Slim, man. You know, I got your email, man, got your letter. I'm sending much positive energy to you, man. You know, hope everything is okay with you, man. So with that said, I'm out. But listen to this. Y'all gonna bug out.
I'm sorry, Joshua. Yeah. I'm not going to forget. I'm not playing. I don't give a damn about taking either one of them.
You
didn't
see
that. I know you don't.
That's the word going on.
Make sure you got that number, Compton Coffee. They did that 8 times, right? It doesn't matter. I'm not gonna display this little damn thing. Because I want you to say some style.
Shit, they said the police supposed to show up, but of course, you know, the police take their sweet ass time. They gonna come once they can go ahead and put that white chalk line around your ass. Damn. I don't even know how good this shit picked up. Hopefully y'all heard some of that shit. Is it the police? Police ain't here. The police finally showing up. Here come the police. Here it come.
Stop!
Police done showed up, so they calming the fuck down. Good Lord. My nigga say he ain't going back to the psych ward. Damn, it's deep, man. What the fuck?
What's his name?
His name is Samson. He's big with his cat, with mama, and with his stick. Black Samson. He's mean and clean and rules the scene.
My clients want to open up your area, and they're prepared to make a very generous offer to you. It can run as high as $200,000.
Black Samson can't be bought.
I want these streets clean, real clean. I want you to go home and tell your clients this neighborhood ain't for sale.
Can't do that!
You can't do that? Huh? You can't do that? That's going to open up this cement.
Okay.
Black Samson can't be bluffed.
My friend, I have the resources to crush you in a matter of hours if I wanted.
You're the bad
man. He thinks he's a tough guy, that's all.
Maybe he's a tough guy.
There's one way to find out, isn't it?
Black Samson can't be beat.
I want to know his habits, his patterns. I want to know his weaknesses.
Torin, you Torin, nigga.
I want you to get out of their way before they chop you to pieces.
Now that sounds good.
Then why not?
The streets are clean. The people trust me.
The people? Your brothers and sisters ain't gonna do no dying for you. For you.
Feel that in all the things.
Right.
Right.
Right. Hoes gotta eat. Hoes gotta eat.